You're listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. This is episode number 43. Hello and welcome to today's show. So in today's show, we're going to be talking about how to use short-term motivation to get your child to revise. And what I've found as I've been working with students and families over the last few years is that when it comes to studying for exams, there are two kinds of students. Firstly, there are those who are highly self-motivated and driven to do their best, like I was back in the day with my goal of getting into Cambridge University. And then that there are those who find it really hard to get motivated and are very easily distracted, like my sister, who you'll know about if you signed up for my download 10 Steps to Exam Success. And I've linked to that in the show notes if you haven't done it. And I talk about my sister and how different she was from me in the emails that follow that download. And I know that an awful lot of parents relate to my sister's story because it so closely matches what they're seeing in their own teenagers right now. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about how you can get the second group of students, the ones like my sister, who are hard to motivate and easily distracted, to revise. Because, well, frankly, you don't need any help if you've got the kind of student like I was back in the day. So how do you use short-term motivation to get your child to revise? The students who don't have a clear reason in their heads to do well and are easily distracted usually have one very clear thing in common. They're more interested in finding pleasure in the present than they are in working hard for an undefined future goal. They'd much rather be on their phone chatting with their friends, playing on their Xbox, or watching the next episode on Netflix. As a parent, what you need to do is find a way of harnessing their present-focused, pleasure-seeking nature for the purposes of revision. I call this mini-motivations. So what are mini-motivations? Mini-motivations are my way of turning distractions into incentives in order to get revision done. Basically, you make a deal with your child that if they do, for example, 20 minutes of revision, they can have 5 minutes on their phone. If they do 2.5 hours of revision this evening, they can watch one Netflix episode before they go to bed. If they do 30 hours of revision in 1 week of the Easter holidays, they can have a whole day off at the weekend to do something fun. You could call it bribery, but haven't you been doing that with them ever since they were toddlers in one form or another? But I prefer to think of it as reversing the psychology of pleasure. You have to earn your rewards. So how do you make mini motivations work? The first thing I do is sit down with your child and explain to them that whilst in some way it's lovely that they're so present and pleasure focused, and after all of us type A personalities like me, who are really goal driven, are currently trying to seek happiness by becoming more present focused through mindfulness practices. So maybe your child, who is so present and pleasure focused, has some kind of inner wisdom that the rest of us could actually learn from. But you need to help them to see that that isn't going to help them run a really successful life in the long term, and that if they want the little joys that life has to bring, unless they've got a whopping great trust fund, they're going to have to get into the habit of earning life's pleasures. You might not want to put it quite that bluntly, but you get the idea. That's kind of what you need to get across to them, that you have to earn life's pleasures. Once you've got this concept through to them, talk about all the little pleasures they might enjoy as incentives for getting revision done. Examples include snacks, meals and drinks they enjoy. So for example, if they study hard for the first hour and a half of the morning, they could have their favourite smoothie in their morning revision break. Or if they do really well all day long, they can have a piece of cake for their afternoon snack. Or talk to them about how they like to move their body. So they might love going walking with a dog, or they might really be into running, or they might like rugby practice or trampolining. So build in the fact that they're earning what they love into their study timetable. And then there are other things like what they like to do to socialise. So they might like to go around to their friend's house or like have a little party or a sleepover or something like that. And then they can also think about what they like to do to chill out and unwind. So that might be the Xbox or Netflix or some other thing. So once you've established this with them, you've got some ideas about what their mini motivations are. And I do talk about this. There's a whole section in my book. I think it's in chapter one, where I talk about how to come up with mini motivations that are 5 minutes long, 15 minutes long, half an hour long, an hour long. And if you print off the workbook that goes with the book, there's a space for writing all of this down. Once you've got that, then you need to work with your child to create a revision plan with them, where not only are the work slots mapped out, which is usually the focus of a revision plan, but also the revision breaks and rewards are mapped out. So they've got a plan for how they're actually going to reward themselves for doing the work. But make it really clear to them that they don't get the reward unless the work has been done first. So you can find out more about how long to revise before you earn a revision break, how long revision breaks should be, and also some ideas about what to do in revision breaks in some of my other blog posts, which I've linked to from today's show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/43. Okay, so what do you do once you've got this plan mapped out for a few days or maybe a week? So have this conversation with your child, map out their revision timetable, include revision incentives or mini motivations, and then try it for a few days or a week, and then review it with your child to see how it's worked and what can be tweaked and improved along the way. So I would guess that the first time you try, it will be successful to some extent, but there will probably be things that you can do to fine tune it and improve it and make it even more motivating and fit even more closely as well with your child's learning style. So one thing that I found a lot recently working with students is that they can't concentrate for nearly as long as they think they can or as long as their parents think they should be able to. And actually it's much better for them to work in short sprints of 20 to 25 minutes of really focused revision rather than having, you know, trying to do an hour or 2 hours, because that's just never going to be successful. So review it and see what can be improved after a few days or a week or so. The last thing I want to say to you is that I really want you to keep revision in context. As the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. At the end of the day, you can't force your child to revise. I see so many parents' stress levels going through the roof at this time of year. That's exam season, if you're listening at some point in the future, as they despair that their children are flushing their life chances down the toilet as they witness their children squandering their potential and talent. But I want you to just take a step back and really think about what's really important here. Is it important to have a screaming match every day over revision? Or is it to love your child for who they are and let them learn from the experience of taking these exams in the fullest possible sense? So are they actually going to learn by doing an okay job because you kind of force them through revision minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day and week by week? Or are they actually going to learn more that's going to serve them better in life for maybe learning the consequences of not doing the work? And I know it's really hard as a parent to let go because you just want the best for them. But sometimes the best isn't necessarily the piece of paper that says that they have achieved, particularly if they didn't deserve that achievement. So I just want you to think back at the beginning of this episode. I mentioned my sister. And I'll never forget going to her graduation day. She went to York University and I was working in London at the time. And I got the train up from London to York for the day to be with her and my mum and dad on her graduation day. And she was miserable all day long and really antsy and irritable. And I couldn't understand why she was like this. And it came out I don't know, weeks later, months later, maybe even years later, that she was in such a bad mood that day because she wasn't proud of herself. She didn't think that her degree was something worth celebrating because she hadn't got the result that she wanted. And actually, she probably learned more from not getting the result that she wanted about her own nature, her own character, what she needed to do with her life, than she did would have done by getting a result that didn't accurately reflect the effort and attention that she'd given to the actual degree. And I think it's really hard as parents to let go of these pieces of paper and these outcomes that do show what your child's full potential is in terms of maybe their intelligence or their academic ability, but actually their intelligence and their academic ability go hand in hand with their character and what they're like. And you need both to be working together at any one time to achieve results. So if your child hasn't quite got the character or the maturity or whatever to put their best effort in to make the most of their God-given talents, then actually it might be a lesson worth them learning now not to do so brilliantly. Because if they get a kind of false result that doesn't reflect the work that they've done, what's that going to tell them about the point of putting effort in over the long term for the rest of their lives? So just coming back to it, as one mum who has been there and done that said in my Facebook group the other week, she'd had a daughter who just wouldn't revise for her GCSEs, wouldn't try her best, and it was just really difficult at the time. But she was now on a degree course and working really hard and was getting close to 100% on the tests and exams that she was being given. And this mum said, you know, to the other mums who were stressing because their children were not doing the work, she said, just love them. There's nothing more and nothing less that you can do for them at this point in time. Love them for who they are. Don't try to change them into somebody else. And when the time is right, they will come through. So over to you. I'd love to know what you think about the ideas I've shared here in this episode today. And you can do that in the comments at the bottom of the show notes. So you can find the show notes at lifemoreextraordinary.com/43. And there's a space at the bottom of the show notes where you can say what you thought of this episode, or if you put some of the ideas into practice, you can let me know how it's going. Other ways you can feedback to me are on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at Lucy C. Parsons, or I'd love you to join my free Facebook group, which is exclusively for parents, and that's called the Supportive Parents Successful Students Community. And you can search for that in the search bar on Facebook and request to join. There's just a few questions there that help me screen to make sure that just the right kind of people come in the group, so it's a really good atmosphere and really supportive. But I really would love to have you in there and get to know you better there, because it truly is not just supportive parents of their children, but supportive parents of each other. It's a truly beautiful community. Okay, all it remains for me to say is thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.